So the question we have today is, will Christian's head blow off? We now have Phil Collins. Good morning, Phil.
Morning.
Good morning, Mr. Collins. I'm going to embarrass myself first off, and if it's okay, I'd just like to take a moment to thank you for giving me both the instrument and the music that have provided me with so much comfort and companionship for almost my entire life. It was in 1981 as a 12-year-old. In the Air Tonight made me want to be a drummer, and Face Value taught me that music wasn't just something to listen to. It was more than that. And I just wanted you to know that this moment means a huge amount to me and that kid. And I'm really hoping that it means an awful lot to you as well, because you're getting to talk to me.
Very nice of you. Thank you so much.
You're entirely welcome. All right, let's talk about these reissues. So first off, congrats. They sound amazing.
Thank you.
Why now?
One could say, why not? I mean, you know, I've been away for a while, which was great, you know. I mean, but the record company came to me 2 or 3 years ago and said they wanted to reissue. And I said, whoa, you know, I'm not going to do that unless I can do something that is going to add something to the project, you know, like, because I don't want the fans to just buy the same thing, you know, as they already probably have. So we thought long and hard about it, and I said, let's put a second CD out with each album, like a companion CD, which has got live material, and that's what we did. And some of, you know, rare demos or things people have never heard. And I also reshot all the covers, so, it looks the same when you look at it, but then there's a double take, you know, you realize it's me now, age 65, as opposed to Face Value when I was 30.
Yeah, I thought that was
got my fingerprints on it. You know, this is the most important thing to me, that it makes it look like that it's something new and different.
Everyone I've shown that to thinks it's brilliant. So well done.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic idea.
It's a simple idea, but it's gone down incredibly well with people.
Yeah, side by side, it looks fantastic. And now you started out of sequence with Face Value and then Both Sides. What made you decide to not do it chronologically?
Well, I think reading between the lines, I think it was Both Sides was chosen because it's my favorite record, and I would go out and talk about it. You know, and I think that was the sort of marketing ploy to get me out there. But I mean, actually, I'm very proud to talk about that album, as well as Face Value, because it was a homemade record, you know, and I did everything on it. And so it was very special to me. Having done that album, I felt like I had to leave Genesis because I wanted more, not control is the wrong word, but I wanted it to be me more.
Right.
And so, you know, that's my favorite record, really.
Well, I want to thank you, by the way. I read the liner notes, and I have to say I'm grateful that you left We Wait and We Wonder on Both Sides instead of taking it off, because it is one of my favorite Phil Collins songs.
Well, thank you. I mean, not the problem, but... something that comes up when you're redoing this stuff, you know, because you discover things that you did, you might alter the first, you know, from the first time around. And then you think, well, okay, well, if you take something off, then what about that track? Maybe I could sing it better, or maybe those lyrics could be a little bit more fine-tuned. You know, and then you're opening a can of worms, which is, you know, never-ending, really. I mean, it's like, it's best, really, to leave it as it is, because it is what it is, and you know, people like, you know, don't change it. You know, put the extra tracks that you might have put on some other CD, second CD.
Well, the disc two stuff with the demos is so cool, and I was wondering if, like, I listened to Misunderstanding on the way home yesterday, and it's just gibberish placeholder lyrics instead of the finished lyrics for the songs.
Yeah.
Did that feel slightly naked to you to put out something that raw?
No, I mean, I think it's interesting for people to see the work in progress, you know. I mean, what is interesting about that to me is that I was playing real drums on it.
Right.
And this is a home demo, and I only did that on a couple of things because, it was very difficult working on my own to get a drum sound, and you know, because you had to be running from the drums to the desk.
Right, right.
And so I did that very rarely. But on this, I'm just really putting a placeholder melody in it. And I must have gone back. Because normally in the process when I sing for the second time, I'm singing lyrics. Whereas and, this, I'm just putting the melody down.
And I did notice that the pre-chorus is slightly different on the finished version. Now, speaking of drums, it's so nerdy, I apologize, but speaking of drums...
No, it's great. I mean, this is why I put it out. So that people can hear what happened.
Right.
Know?
Yeah, and I've always said that the drummer has to be, because I am one, and we're the most miserable guy on stage because we have the most gear to set up and break down, and it's awful. What is your relationship to the drums currently?
Oh, well, you know, it's still where I live, but I just can't play as good. Well, I can't play as well as I did anymore. I mean, I've had this problem with my left arm, and I'm left-handed.
Right.
And so that is kind of, I'm going to get a little kit set up in my house in Miami and start playing. Because I keep saying I can't play, but I haven't played for a long time. It's got better, but I'm going to have to try and keep practicing. But, you know, for me, the band always sounded the best from behind the drum kit.
Oh, always.
You know, that's the way I heard it. You know, on A Lamb Lies Down, I had headphones. And, I really got immersed in it, but... Just generally, that was where the band sounded best. And so when I went out front to sing, I had a whole thing to take care of. You know, I heard the band from a different perspective. And that took a lot of getting used to.
Well, I'm being told that I have to end this, which is terrible. But if you want me to fly out to Miami and jam with you on the kit, that's easy. I can do that anytime. You just just cover the airfare and we're solid on that, dude. But what's next for the reissues? When is Hello, I Must Be Going coming out?
Hello, I Must Be Going. I guess it's in about a month's time.
Fantastic.
It's coming out. I can't remember what it's coming out with now because we're working so far ahead.
Right.
And there's an autobiography I'm actually working on right now, which has been going for like the last 4 or 5 years. Well, that's coming out in October, but there's a lot of stuff happening.
Well, I urge anybody who's a fan of Phil, Genesis, anything that you've done to get these reissues. They really do sound awesome. This is not just some sort of marketing ploy to get us to dip back into our pockets. This is genuinely a vast sonic improvement over the previous. And once again, thank you so much for changing my life. And my parents are really pissed at you still for making me play drums. So that's your bad.
I bet. All right? I bet. And the neighbors.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Very nice of you.
My pleasure. Thank you. Get the records. And we'll be back after I go throw up and cry.
Ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Christian Hand.
And Phil Collins.
Good job.
It's me and Phil.